intractable conflicts around the world often reach the United Nations. The UN is supposed to set an example for resolving problems, and so for years, high school students have participated in model UN programs, and they've debated the world's problems themselves. Now those programs are reaching inner-city schools, as NPR's Margo Adler learned at the Model UN Conference in New York City.
Bringing the Model UN to inner-city schools was facilitated by a new school curriculum called Global Classrooms. Bill Lewers is the president of the United Nations Association USA, which sponsored the conference.
These are the kids who need it more than anybody else because they experience conflict. They know about it. They know about racial differences, but they don't know how to manage it.
1,300 high school and middle school students came to the Javits Center. Some of the debates sounded as formal as the real thing. There were roll calls.
China is present. France.
And resolutions and points of
France
order.
Is present.
And
Germany.
Representatives made statements quite in character. In a debate on Iraq's future, Sidney Morris, a delegate representing the United States, said giving humanitarian aid was the only appropriate role for the United Nations.
We also are strongly encouraging and urging this United Nations to support American and British controls of Iraq's political and financial development, specifically for the next 12 months.
But the liveliest moments took place in hallway caucuses. Outside a door marked UN Population Fund, a group of students wrote resolutions and argued about the power of NGOs, non-government organizations.
I think we should call upon the NGOs because they do get stuff done faster than the United Nations because they don't have to answer to the people we have to answer to.
That's my point. There's no need of creating a new committee.
We can get rid of this, and then later on, maybe if we get done with AIDS and HIV, because it takes a while.
Outside another doorway, a delegate representing France asked an advisor to elucidate France's position regarding the Kurds. In another corner, David Hoffman, Sam Brosen, and Omar Kent from Delta, a New York City public middle school, drew up a resolution on child soldiers.
Well, the conscription age and voluntary enrollment age should be 18.
Children in conflict should be a war crime.
And to issue birth certificates to all people, or birth certificates must be present upon enrollment in the army.
A debate on the Middle East took a different turn when an advisor said Israel would never accept UN troops in the occupied territories. Josh Portnoff is a junior at the Calhoun School.
I'm really strong that the entire Security Council needs to support a resolution, so it shows that we are united.
But already, as the chair just brought to my attention, Israel has distrust for the United Nations because of past resolutions, which have been slightly pro-Arab.
It's the third year for Josh, who is representing Mexico. He says he's learned how complicated it is to get things done.
You learn a lot of diplomacy and how to phrase things. It's very important to speak properly because you can insult a lot of people by screwing up a few words.
Octavia Green from Park East High School in Manhattan says the debates make her nervous.
You got to say, thank you, Honorable Chairman, Director, and Rapporteur, and you have to say your speech, and you got to make sure you get your point across.
So this is your first time?
Yeah, but I went up there and spoke.
Uh-huh. And what did that feel like?
I was scared. I was ready to cry.
During lunch, a group of girls wearing hijab from the Al-Hazali Islamic High School in Teaneck, New Jersey, are bursting with energy. Eighth graders Reem Suki and Miriam Elafifi.
It's like you feel like you have a chance to solve the world's problems. You know, a lot of kids, they watch the news and they see all the problems of the world and they really say, you know, I wish I could do something to help.
It kind of prepares you because it shows you that, yeah, there are problems. There are problems that nobody even thinks about. My topic is the recruitment of child soldiers. So I never even knew that there was a problem, honestly, before this. And now I'm realizing that there is a problem. And that children are losing their innocence by being recruited into armies, and they don't deserve that.
Bill Lewers, the president of the United Nations Association, says none of these kids are going to end up working for the UN. That's not what this is about.
They may know a little more about it than they would have otherwise, maybe appreciate what the blah, blah, blah is in the UN as opposed to the war, war, war. And I think that that experience is probably positive for everybody.
It's learning to debate, to resolve conflicts, to understand why people are different, he says. It's not about the UN. It's about life. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.